You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 14 August 2020. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by my co-host, Carl.
Hi. Oh, sorry. Hi.
And Joe.
What up?
We can start off with how the competition went. King Argon 2 got 2.3 million RuneCrafting XP.
I want to start off by saying I contributed to this event. If you can see the XP that I gained.
700. Carl got 720 RuneCrafting XP.
Yep, that's right. I participated.
King Argon is the biggest sweat we got.
I'm telling you, whenever I would log on, and I would like, I thought I was doing a lot, and I only got, what did I get? I got 600K XP. Yeah. But like, anytime I logged on, he was going ham.
Jesus fucking
the man's
Christ.
A legend. What can I say?
Yeah, dude.
He went super ham over the weekend. I think he had to have been playing like 16 hours a day. Because I would like log on at two in the morning, and he would just be runecrafting. And then like I'd be on at like 5 p.m. That's and he's insane. Runecrafting.
Funny enough, I only saw him online like one fucking time. Like legit. I was like, how is he getting so much XP? I had no idea he was ever even online.
He didn't want anyone to know so he could stay ahead.
So he's a cheater.
No. He just probably left the CC or appeared offline or whatever.
I dropped his bond off to him earlier and seemed pretty happy, and he's still runecrafting now. I don't think he's going to participate in any other competitions. Like, this got him to enjoy runecrafting. I don't know how, but...
yeah, imagine enjoying runecrafting. Imagine getting 99 runecrafting, haha.
Usually when I do runecrafting, I want to die, so... I actually didn't participate in this competition. I didn't even do Tears of Guthix, funny enough. I was too afraid to do Sins of the Father. I have all the requirements. I did all the quests up to it. But just watching that last boss fight on YouTube terrified me. I did not want to do that because I was going to die. I guarantee it.
I was super close to dying. Because I think Carl and I did it like the day that it came out. Did it like a few hours that it. After
I think we
it
did it
out.
Together without a guide.
Yeah, and yeah. I remember I was very close to dying to the boss. So, yeah,
it's a fucking boss, and that's all that matters.
So I was talking to Needs Helmet, and he was basically telling me that he brought like 3-tick food, so where he could like heal a whole bunch. In like one take, basically. And he still almost died. So, and I know what I need to do to get the quest done. I needed to do hard clues and get like my, you know, God dehide and all that shit. Yeah. I'm too sucked into just AFK mining right now in Motherload. So, if we do a mining competition, though, I'm going to smoke everywhere. I'm going to smoke everybody.
Dude, go into the deep wilderness. Go to the Hellhounds and wear a Ring of Wealth. They'll drop hella hard clues.
I should do that, except I don't have a Ring of Wealth, and I'm not stupid. No.
don't you need a Ring of Wealth for that?
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Okay.
That's too much work.
Yeah, I'd have to Google that right now.
Yeah, just Googling it is too much work. Don't do it.
Somebody's spazzing out right now. They're like, it has to be imbued.
Dude, that's the best thing about us doing this is like half the time we have no idea what we're talking about. That's what's so good about it.
Do you want to go first, Joe? Or no?
For what, the week? Yeah. I didn't do fucking anything. Literally, like every time we do the weekly shit, I literally AFK mined and then worked 60 hours of overtime. That's it. That's all I did. I just got off work. I'm working tomorrow. I'm working the day after that. I think I'm on like day 6 or 7 right now. So I'm just tired and drunk.
One day we're going to do this and Joe's just going to be like, yeah, I maxed today, guys.
Hopefully, Jesus. Except I'll probably be a silver helmet by then.
You mean a gray helmet?
Yeah.
It's silver.
You're turning into an ultimate Iron Man.
Wait, I think silver's, yeah, the ultimate Iron Man.
Wait, I thought silver was, I thought ultimate was white.
Well,
I don't know, if you play ultimate.
I think regular iron is a gray. It's not silver.
I'm colorblind, so yeah.
I'm also colorblind.
You're like, I'm actually colorblind.
I am actually colorblind.
I'm actually.
You're stealing valor here. Right.
I stole your color. Yeah.
What about you, Carl? What did you do this week at post-max?
Oh, you know, I did some really fun mining. I got over 14 million mining XP now. Trying to get that pet. Trying to get some money. You getting
200 mil?
Yeah, I'm going for 200 mil. That's probably when I'm going to get the pet, so yeah.
I know you said that you weren't going to go for 200 mil anything, but do you think there will ever be a time where you actually go for 200 mil Slayer?
Probably. Just because, just from playing passively, I think I'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
What's your goal right now?
My current goal is to get the music cape. So I'm basically just grinding for clues, and mining is a decent way to do that because it's AFK and you get clues just from doing nothing. But that's my current goal is to, I need to do the mimic. That's the last step I have for the music cape.
Well, shit, maybe Kev will get it. Maybe you get it before Kev, actually.
Maybe. I'm at 28 master clues right now. No limit, so maybe.
Speaking of which, sorry, I don't want to leave anybody out, but Kev and King Argon, that whole competition, were neck and neck. But I think King Argon's neck beard was just a little longer.
Oh, King Argon.
True.
For whatever, it stepped it up. Early on, they were super neck and neck. But then King Argon just went ham and is almost a million XP ahead of Kev. I think at some point Kev was probably man, this guy's going too ham. I'm not going to catch up to him.
It was just wild because I'm pretty sure Kev works from home right now. So, even with being able to work from home, he still couldn't fucking do it. That's wild. Oh. Nice try. I'll give you a pat on the back, Kev.
Speaking of which, the next competition is for farming, which is interesting great. Because I think some people are screwed over in this case, because I think you could technically have started planting all your plants now, more specifically redwood trees and the mahogany trees, any of the ones that take long, so that way you could pick it multiple times. So if you were in the Discord, you have an unfair advantage.
Which is a good reason to join the Discord.
Exactly. True. Segue. But the farming competition is going to take place from 17 August, midnight of that morning. So 0001 of 17 August is when the competition starts, okay, to 24 August. Same time.
I'm going to go plant teak trees.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, should I? I should probably be planting redwood trees and a bunch of other stuff right now. But at the same time, I'm like, should I even participate in it since I'm already 99, but I don't have the pet?
Dude, participate.
So, I might participate just for getting the pet.
Hell no. That's stupid.
I don't know. The Tango Root's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a sick ass pet.
Yeah.
So, Carl, do you have any goals? Post?
No, I've never had any goals.
No. since you maxed,
yeah.
Is there kind of. You're like, I want to hit this?
Or... They're very passive, open ended goals, just getting pets or a music cape. Eventually, I want to do some chambers to get a Tebow so I can do Inferno. You know, I want to have it
fed to me. Goal. Yeah,
yeah.
I think right now my main goal is probably to get. The Achievement Diary cape, then get 99 Slayer, and then I think after that it's open-ended.
Slayer 2?
I might get 99 construction. I might get 99 Slayer.
Dude, I'm telling you, you should get 99 construction.
Yeah.
That is the best skill to get 99 in.
I want to get it. But I need to do the achievement diary, which this morning, everybody in the CC was making fun of me because I said I didn't want a stew boost.
I mean, I don't blame you. Stew I spent boost 2 hours one time just to stew boost for one step. So
yes, stew boost for the achievement diary steps.
Okay.
I don't want to do it because I fucking hate like training up the cat and then going into the fucking guy's house in Edgeville and killing rats. That sounds cancerous to me.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
But what have I done this week? I've gotten 3 rune crafting levels.
Dude, rats, dude.
I've almost finished my Grotesque Guardians task.
How many days have you been working on that?
Because it's fucking 230 kills of them. And like,
well, see, that's why I have on the thing that counts it as 2 kills.
I want it to take forever, Carl.
Nah, I don't. The only thing I would want to take forever is Alchemical Hydra.
Life.
And Cerberus. I always extended those.
So I kind of regretting extending my gargoyle task, but I'm gonna see it through. Every time I'm walking up the tower and then I'm about to enter to where the Grotesque Guardians are, I think to myself, I'm like, if I just walk over to the right and kill 80 gargoyles, the task is over.
What's the fun in that though?
That's taking the easy way out. You don't want to be a pussy.
So I want to say I'm at like 260 KC or something like that now. So,
wow. Is that more or less than your Vorkath KC?
Less. I think it's my second highest KC now. And then next would be Wintertut and then Zulcano. And my highest being Vorkath. I think Vorkath's at like 600.
Dude, my Vorkath KC is like 300.
Nice. And you got the pet.
Yep. I got the pet at like 180.
Wow, Lucker Carl. Oh, speaking of which, it's Will just hit 12,000 Calphite Queen kills last night.
No pet. Oh, no. That is so bad. What is that, 4 times the drop rate?
Something like that.
That's so bad.
That's like the coolest pet, too.
Yeah, do you know what's especially bad about that? Is killing Vorkath fucking sucks. Like, I hate that boss. I mean, I probably wouldn't hate it as much with Elite Diaries done. The desert elite done, but it still fucking sucks.
Killing Vorkath sucks with the desert elite.
You mean KQ?
No, sorry. Killing Calphite Queen.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're talking about Calphite
Queen. I was like, wait a minute.
And then you said something about the desert.
No, killing Vorkath. Sorry.
And you're talking about Vorkath.
Let me get something straight here. Killing Vorkath is awesome. Killing Calphite Queen is not awesome. You make fuck all, and
dude, what do you mean? Boss. You don't enjoy getting some anti poisons drops from KQ?
I think he said, like, I was watching him last night. He said something about, wait, hold on. Was this fucking polled? What is this?
Was what polled?
So I'm doing I'm doing agility right now on
counter.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
I'm at, what is this course? Sears Village.
Yeah.
They added like dusty footprints to show you where to click. Like if you're on mobile.
What?
Yeah, I'll screenshot it real quick and post it.
Wait, are you on mobile right now?
No. Watch, hold on.
Well, how do you know it helps you on mobile then?
Like, well, because it shows you where to click. Hold on.
Oh, does it? Okay.
I think after this we can move into the poor sign of interest. Oh.
See those footprints?
Yeah.
I feel like they've been there for a little.
I remember seeing
that. Not a very long time, but not of. I feel like they've been there for maybe a few months. I'm not saying they've been there for a while.
Yeah, a couple months.
Wow. So basically, my 99 agility is devalued. Yeah, they added this afterwards. That's kind of lame.
So I think we can move into the porcine.
Timon and Pumbaa.
I was reading iTunes like podcast reviews, And mm-hmm. I was reading The Wilderness, who I've been actually talking with the host there. I think he's going to be on next episode.
The Wilderness?
Yeah. He's coming on the podcast. which means he's either a really chill dude or he's never listened to an episode.
Well, no, like joking around about it. Like, I'm not legitimately making fun of the podcast. It's like friendly banter. Is what
exactly? No, it is just friendly banter. But it is funny that he's coming on. He did tell me. Never mind. I'm getting to it. So. Anyway, one of their reviews. One of the reviews was something stupid. It was like the guy gave him one star, and he was like, they mispronounce the words of like stuff in RuneScape. They're like, they mispronounce Gillinor, they mispronounce this, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You decided to give them one star?
Alright, pronounce Ardugni right now.
Ardugni.
Ardune, Ardoin, Ardown, Ardudged, Ardugni. Like, how do you pronounce that?
Wait, how do you guys actually pronounce it? I say Ardown.
I say Ardoon.
You say Ardoon.
Ardy.
Or Ardy. Well, Ardy is just a short
abbreviation. What do you actually say, Joe? When you look at the map, what do you say?
Legitimately, when I was younger. Now I say Ardoon. But when I was younger, I didn't understand like how that fucking worked together. So I would say Ardugna. I swear to God, I say Ardugna.
Great. Now we're going to get one star vote.
Yeah. Well, that guy can go fuck himself. All right. Do you guys read the poor scene of interest at all?
Is this something to help new players?
Yeah, so it's to get new players interested in Slayer, because early on, Slayer's pretty uninteresting when you're killing hill giants and goblins and whatever else is your task.
Wait, you can get assigned goblins?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember early Slayer at all.
Okay. Yeah, this is cool.
So basically what this does is, I want to say it's the Herblore or the Cabbage Patch near, like under Falador. They're adding a cave that would have these pig people in them.
Huh. Pig people.
Pig yeah. people. PP for short. Cool.
Yeah, I think that it's fine. It's a novice quest, so it's going to be super easy for me to get my quest cape back. It's not like they're giving me something really difficult. To do here, you get 1,000 Slayer XP as a reward. That's pretty nice.
Sick.
Wait, you get 30 Slayer reward points.
That's pretty cool too.
Wait, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's like doing a Slayer test.
I hope they pull that separately. And the only reason why I say that is because I don't want the whole thing to be thrown away, because a bunch of people don't want a quest reward being 30 Slayer points.
True.
Imagine it doesn't pass because of that.
Yeah, the only thing that I can see here not passing is the 30 Slayer reward points.
You should only be able to vote on it if you're like under 1,000 total level, because if not, like all the sweats are gonna.
I'll make a new account right now just to vote yes. I swear.
But I think it's fine. They just want to add in an interesting new Slayer boss through a quest to get people interested in Slayer, which I would say is probably one of the most well-developed skills in RuneScape. Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah, if they want to add Pumbaa, fine by me, but they better be playing the Lion King theme in the background.
he better drop some bugs.
You said Pumbaa, but he reminds me of the guy Danny DeVito plays in Hercules.
Oh my god! I
know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought we could quickly go over this, because I think we're going to spend a lot of time on one of these updates.
Yeah, it's going to take me a whole 2 minutes to finish this quest.
And that update is Darker Graceful and other changes.
Yes. I've seen the new Darker Graceful. It looks good. So yeah, no more Graceful. I think they
no more Graceful?
Yeah.
No more grayful. Because it's not gray.
Now it's darkful.
Now it's shadeful.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really surprised. The Ceridoman recoloring, the Ceridoman Halo recoloring has been passed.
Yeah, that devalues my Sarah Halo only account.
That devalues my Castle Wars only account.
I don't think I've ever had a Halo in this game.
Neither. I've never in
honestly
OSRS. I've never.
I don't even know what I voted on that on the poll. Because
wait, y'all actually vote on these things?
Yeah. Do you not vote? Come on, man.
Nah, it takes too much time. Like, I'll open it up and I'll be like, "There's 30 fucking things." Nothing.
You don't even have to go to a poll booth anymore, though. You can literally open it from anywhere.
I only found that out today because announcements it popped up. It was like you can vote from your account management tab. Yeah.
Wow,
that destroys.
Is the poll active? I'm voting.
That destroys my immersion. So, like, what is this? Like the 2020 election where they're gonna, you know.
Option on the gem bag has been replaced with an option that will allow you to transfer all your gems to your inventory at once.
That's good.
You know what's funny? We've talked about all these changes already, like the composted Snape grass.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that feature all the time.
So I.
Oh wait.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Go ahead.
The more interesting thing in all of this to me. Is in other news, the daily teleport limit has been removed from the achievement diary cape.
What?
I like that.
Yeah, before it was 10.
Before it
Where
was
does 10, it teleport you to?
The Slayer Masters, right? Not Slayer Masters, the Taskmasters.
Like the achievement Taskmasters, yeah.
Broken.
How is that broken? You know how hard it is to get that cape?
Yeah, it's still broken.
Oh, okay, the max OP. Cape isn't broken.
Right, no, I was. So just because it's
no,
hard
the
to
max
get,
cape's
get
totally
code,
broken.
I don't get it.
The max cape's super broken.
Oh, it is super broken.
But no, I think the achievement diary cape's actually honestly pretty shit. Even with it be the daily teleport limit being unlimited, like it's still super shit.
Yeah,
because
it's still not that good.
Anywhere that it teleports you to, like a lot of them are just in random fucking places that you would never use it for.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one achievement diary person that's actually in a good place.
There's only two that I've used. One of them is to the guy in Falador Castle, because that's for like a clue step or something.
Okay.
And then the other one is it's south of Shiloh Village, like right outside of the jungle. The Jungle Forester. That's where the other one I use.
Damn.
Yeah.
So it's useless. Okay.
Damn. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but you unlock a lot of cool stuff with just getting the diaries done in general.
Yeah. You guys ready to move on to... We're just blowing through the polls.
Yeah, because they're easy.
Yeah, because I'm too excited for one of them, and I should have put it at the front.
Damn. Well, no, because then like we could have literally made a whole show just about that one.
That's true. All right,
let's go to the next one, because there's the next one after this next one is what I really want to talk about.
So I'll be honest. I didn't have any idea when they did updates. So. Updates are being done on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. British Standard Time. So,
what the fuck is that in American time?
I don't know. Let's move on to leagues too.
How does BST compare to GMT?
Not really sure. All right, so we're into leagues 2 Trailblazer.
So what is? I didn't even read this. What is
leagues 2?
Wait, so, like League of Legends?
They're putting Riot bought Jagex and they're putting League of Legends.
Yeah. So now it actually is Riot Games.
Now they have multiple games.
Yep.
So what this is? It's actually what I wanted leagues to be. Whereas you're picking. The locations you're unlocking. I was reading some of, I forget whatever mod it was. I was reading their Twitter. you can't unlock everywhere, but you can unlock everywhere, but not all at once. If I'm trying to make this make as much sense as possible. So basically, like, anybody can unlock Falador, but you don't have to unlock Falador. Do you get what I'm saying?
Isn't that one of the starting places?
Is Falador under Mistalyn?
I thought so.
I thought Mistalyn was Drainer Village, Lumbridge, and like the swamp area there.
Dude, I've been playing this game for how long, and I still don't know where parts of the map are.
Anyway.
Falador is part of Asgarnia.
Okay. So, or as you said, because you wanted to unlock Apatol, I don't know if that was serious or not.
No, I just threw out a random thing.
not everybody has to unlock Apatol. Like, you're not restricted to unlocking certain areas, if that makes sense. Like, you get
a good. I don't want anyone else to unlock it except me.
You can unlock more areas by completing a fixed number of tasks instead of leak points. Your choice of area will be limited, so choose wisely. Corend and Kabos cannot be unlocked. Only the existing respawn points for areas you've unlocked will be available. Death's Office, player-owned houses, random events, essence mines will be accessible from all areas. Tasks assigned by Slayer Masters will take place in areas available to you. And be warned, should you manage to somehow escape the area you're locked in, you'll quickly be teleported back.
No, what they should do is they should delete your account.
For cheating. For bug abuse.
Just for walking out of the lines.
Yep.
Whoops. So I don't know how I feel about the tasks thing. I mean, I didn't play the last league, so I don't really know anything about it. It almost just feels like achievement, like seasonal achievement diaries.
Kinda. I would definitely give it a try, though. You might find out that you like it, because the last one was a lot of fun.
No, I think I'm going to be super pumped for this. I'm ready to do this. My only fear is that I will go so ham with this that when I get back to the regular game, everything will feel super slow. And I wonder how they feel about it, because like I feel like numbers, like, obviously everybody appreciates this and wants this to happen, but people actually playing the game has to go down after this.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this today, because I was like looking at my phone when I wasn't supposed to at work.
I do that all the time.
So I was like driving, you know what I'm saying? I was looking down at my phone.
Oh, you were driving the Lyft?
Oh, yeah. I was driving. Wood cutting time.
Yeah. But basically, it was like I was looking through it and I was like, man, the reason I really like the idea of leagues is just the fact that, like, it gives the creators of the game, like, they can be more creative, right? You don't have to have, like, that sweaty neck beard and be like, well, this is overpowered. Like, the whole fucking game is overpowered, which is what makes it fun. No. And it's something that isn't permanent, right? So they can do whatever the hell they want and it doesn't affect the actual game. So that's kind of what I like about
it. The way I see leagues is it's like dead man mode, but not dog shit.
Well, true.
I
had to say it. I'm sorry.
I think it's pretty close to Earth.
Creative freedom.
Earth?
Yeah, Earth. So like it's pretty close to Earth in that like you can do a whole lot in the game. You're not going against somebody else, so it's not infuriating. Earth is in League of Legends.
Yeah, and, I mean, it makes sense that they're making it like Earth because this game's owned by Riot Games now.
But it's a lot of fun because you can, like, customize. Like, you can do things that were inefficient. You can do things that are weird or different or never touched. And now, all of a sudden, it is the efficient way. It's the best way to play. Doing a way that is like super inefficient in the regular game, if that makes sense.
I only play inefficiently.
This is the guy's maxed.
Yeah.
You just played inefficiently for 30 hours.
I had like three times the play time of like the average max time.
I definitely don't play efficiently, but I'm super pumped for this because I like the relics because you can sort of like, you're different than everybody else. Like you can mm-hmm. pick your own, you can choose your own journey, powers. You know, you get to pick what you want to do.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to do it.
Totally. It's a lot of fun. You should definitely try it though, Joe, for sure. At least, you know, play for a day.
Yeah. So, yeah I'm going to take a break from my main and just go on this.
Same.
Yeah, I'm getting dragon rank, so
I mean, I was actually really close, and then I stopped playing because I went back to my main like right at the end. The 2 months is just too long. Is this one? This one's also going to be two months?
This one's also two months. No. I forget where it was at, but I remember reading it.
That's too long. I'm gonna.
The only thing
again.
That I so I know I'm super. I'm forgetting the term of the word, but. I kind of like the 2 months just because, like, I like being able to do a lot in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it gives you more time to try everything.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I like 2 months. I dislike 2 months because, like, I want to go super ham, no life with it, but going no life for 2 months is kind of a lot.
Yeah. You get really tired.
Yeah. But I think we can go into the individual things. Get level 10 agility. I'm assuming that's so that you can do the Drainer course. Herblore. What?
Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
Herblore starts at level 3. Wait, what were you going to say?
No, I'm dumb.
Okay. And they're
you said Drainer, and I thought you were talking about Mauritania. I was like, wait, that's not in Missoulin.
Drainer.
All right.
And then,
look, if I fail another agility course, we're legit gonna have a fucking problem. Okay.
Wait, are you doing it right now and you're failing?
Yeah.
Wait, but don't you have 99?
No.
Oh, this is on his hardcore.
Right. By the way.
Yeah.
Hardcore. By the way.
Run it.
That was actually Joe did the most casual humble brag right now. Like, oh, I keep failing. Agility courses. Oh, why are you failing? Aren't you 99? Oh no, I'm playing on my hardcore.
Yeah, this is my second account.
Dude, when's the 99 party?
Give me about a year.
Give me a year.
Honestly, if you went for it right now, you could probably get it in a month.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, but you could though.
Look now, okay, I've been working too much. I don't need to drink any more alcohol, okay?
I like how they have to go hand in hand. Look, Carl, yeah, I can't do the agility without the alcohol. Alright.
How do you think I got through agility?
Every time you complete a lap, you take a shot.
Oh no. I would literally finish like 3 laps a day and then just pass out.
So
yeah. I don't drink a lot. I'm not a big drinker.
So for tasks, how they're doing it is they won't assign you or like they won't assign you a task that you can't complete given the areas that you've unlocked. So if you haven't unlocked the Cooking Guild or Obor or Crafting Water Runes, they won't give you those specific tasks. Instead, they give you general tasks like cooking 100 sharks, obtaining Marks of Graceful and you short bows.
Wow, but I don't have access to fishing sharks, so how could they do that?
I don't know. There's multiple places you can fish a shark.
You can catch sharks in Mistelin?
Let me think. Let's bring can you pick can you get it right next to where the barbarians are? Is that a shark spot?
I don't think so. I think that's a bait spot.
I'm trying to think of all the places.
Not a harpooning spot.
That's a good question. I think Missoulin is more of like free-to-play area, so there wouldn't be any sharks.
Yeah, anywhere. Sharks are mems only.
But
maybe they'll add like a shark spot.
Well, no, I think what they mean by that is like there's multiple areas, right? Like the Cooking Guild, you have to unlock that specific area, but like to fish sharks, there's dozens of places that you can.
You got to go to Karamja.
You don't have to go to Karamja, but that's one of the places you can go, or Catherby, or don't they have a shark spot in the swamp area?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because one of the tasks for Mauritania is like barbarian fishing a shark.
Oh yeah, there's sharks down in what do you
You're
call
right.
it? Berg de Rat.
Yeah. Boom, I'm right. I knew it.
Look at me. I'm over here with the achievement cape and I still don't even remember these things. There's just too much to remember in this game, right?
Yeah,
it's hard.
True. And so for relics, oh man, I'm super excited to talk relics because I'm still not sure which relic I want to pick.
So well, don't relic, tell us.
No, I'm going to tell you what relic.
It's a surprise.
I want us to all talk about the relics that we're going to pick.
I'll tell you which one I want then.
All right. So relic one is Endless Harvest. Don't tell me what relic you want to pick till I put them all out there so everybody knows what the relics
well,
are.
Well, what if it's convenient how the ones I want just so happen to be the ones that you want?
All right. we'll discuss which one we want after. But first I want to say that a run energy is unlimited, doesn't drain, no more walkers.
Dude,
no,
fuck yeah. I don't agree with that.
Who else
am I going to make fun of in the game? I want to run behind someone that's walking and laugh at them.
So the first one is Endless Harvest, which I think a version of this was in the first leagues. Resources gathered from fishing, wood cutting, and mining will be multiplied by 2. Resources generated this way will not provide any additional experience. The resources you gather are sent directly to your bank if you have space. If not, they will be placed in your inventory.
Now that, so they combined 2 relics into 1 now.
Yeah.
I like that. You want to know a way around this, by the way?
What?
Bank fillers?
Yep. Stupid game.
You just fill your bank with bank fillers and then the things won't be sent to your bank.
Why wouldn't you want them though?
Well, sometimes you just want to chop some wood and then, you know, turn them into arrow shafts. I don't know. That's just an example. But if there's ever a time where you don't want it to be sent to your bank, you just fill your bank with bank fillers.
So you're cheating.
That's not cheating. Bank fillers are part of the game.
It's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Oh, is it?
Clever.
Why don't you ask Riot Games if it's cheating since they own the game now?
The second relic is Production Master. When doing the following activities, all items will be processed at once, awarding full XP.
Smithing bars,
making cannonballs, fletching logs, cutting bolt tips, cleaning herbs, making potions, cooking food, making jugs of wine, crafting leather, uncut gems, glass, jewelry, pottery, battle staves, spinning flax / wool.
It's battle staves?
No.
Do you say staves?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a staff, or if it's plural, then they're staves.
Is that the... All right, we'll fact check this in a second.
It's battle staff is what it is.
Sorry, it doesn't matter.
Skilling like Prodigy is Relic 3. All non-combat skills will permanently be boosted by 10 when skills are boosted beyond 10 levels. The boosts will over time drain back to the standard plus 10 boost. By the same token, when skills are drained down, they will eventually restore.
Huh.
That one's kind of weird.
I don't know what the point of that one would be.
So the point of that would be you get to do anything 10 levels early. Including, so I checked, I can't remember the fucking mod's name, but... Slayer counts in this.
Slayer, wow, yeah. That's actually huge.
So, I'm really stuck between Relic 2 and Relic 3.
Oh, I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm really stuck. I'm veering towards Relic 3, just because like, if depending on what the next relic is, you could really go hard into Slayer.
I think when they reveal the other relics, then I think I can make a good decision, but right now I don't think I can. But
right now, if
just
they
from
did...
these three, I would probably go with the third one.
Yeah, it's the third or the second for me. Do you want the first at all, or
well, since the other two are just so good, it's probably between the other two.
Yeah,
I mean, the first one is good, but
yeah, the first one's still good. That's what I like about this is like they're all three good. Like it's not like you're picking, no matter what you pick, you're picking a good relic. It's just what path you want to take with the game.
Well, I mean, all of them in the last one were good except for the Dins one about Wintertod. That one was kind of dumb.
Wintertod's a good skill.
God, I wish I'd done that. the last leagues. I wish I'd done the last leagues, and I did the Clue one.
Oh, the Clue one, yeah.
I was watching old VODs of like people playing and doing the Clue one where you can like stack up clues.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God, that looks like hella fun.
And they're super fast to do because all the steps are restricted just to Zaya. Yeah. So, easy game.
And then the next one is the rewards. I'm not sure if it's the same as the other one, but bronze, you have to meet a minimum threshold. Iron, top 80. Steel, top 60. Mithril, top 40. Adamant, top 20. Rune, top 5. And then dragon, top 1%.
I'm not going to brag or anything, but I got the rune trophy last time.
Yeah, I was rune.
I'm not going to brag, but I was rune.
I'm not going to do this specific thing, but I'm going to go ahead and do that specific thing real quick.
Like, yeah, I don't want to jerk myself off, but like
if you had pets, you get to keep your pet. Did you get a pet?
No, I didn't get a pet. What do I look like?
Imagine me getting the fucking squirrel pet in leagues. Dude.
If I got a pet in leagues, it'd be so furious beyond belief.
Would you just stop playing leagues immediately?
I would go suicide. I literally would go suicide in game, so I wouldn't have it.
I think they were automatically insured in the last one, weren't they?
No, wait, let me see.
Yeah, because you couldn't get to what's her face.
Because it says, the reason why I don't think that is because it says any insured pets gained in the previous league. That makes me think that you had to insure it.
They probably added someone to insure them.
That makes sense, actually.
But, yeah, I think if I got a pet, I'd probably try to lose it.
Oh my god!
I'd hate it. I'd hate no matter what it was. I would just hate it. I saw tons of videos. I think a friend got the bloodhound. Yeah, he got the bloodhound. In the last,
a friend episode. Still plays what?
Yeah, I watch his videos. His videos are pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're pretty interesting.
He's a good friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even if his early business practices were questionable.
Didn't he like sell like
guns
in the black market?
Yeah, he sold gold. Market. He took like sponsorships from like gold sellers and a bunch of other stuff. So,
yeah, but I mean, you gotta live, right? Like a video game over real life. Am I right?
Yeah, who would do that?
So here's the thing that I really don't like. And I hope Carl agrees with me, and we all agree. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page here. League rank worlds. So Mithril, Adamant, and Rune league rank worlds will be accessible based on the tier you ranked in the previous league. So that means you would have a Rune-only world. I think that is such a massive... I know you're fine with it because you're Rune.
Yep, because it helps me.
I'm so not fine with that because that's so broken. Like... You just get an advantage. I feel like, so my issue with it is that each league should be its own entity. Like, it should be its own thing. I shouldn't get an advantage from a previous league. Like, pets moving over, that's true. Fine. It's a fucking pet.
True.
But, like, being able to go into my own world, I don't know. I hate
that. Well, you know what? Look, now that you point it like that, Nick, I'm going to have to vote no.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no,
it's
like
too broken.
Look, you should have did good the first time, okay? If you're not sweaty, like you're fucking
if you didn't play 16 hours a day the first time around, you shouldn't get the bonus.
Yeah, so stupid. The best part is that it's literally gonna be like the top 1 in 5% that vote yes on that, and then everybody else just says no.
Yeah, thank God.
I think I had over 2K total level from the last league. Jeez. I played that much.
Like, yeah. I want to go ham. My goal will be hitting Rune on this league.
Oh, that's easy. You can do that for sure.
So that's my goal. And
now you got it.
I'll just... I still... even with that, I don't think that should ever be a thing. Like, each league should be its own thing.
World
like,
specific.
If I didn't want to do Twisted Leagues or if I didn't want to do Trailblazer Leagues, I shouldn't have to do it so that I don't lose out on an advantage over everybody else.
True.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. See, that's the
now,
issue.
Now, since we're talking about that, look at the next question, the next bullet point. Mm-hmm. And see how you feel about that.
Oh yeah, fuck off. I was so infuriated by the ranked worlds, I didn't even notice you get your own fucking armor set.
And starter weapon as well.
Oh my god, get the fuck out of here. I like
you don't want to give too big of an advantage. Just don't give anyone an advantage.
Yeah.
Everyone should start on the same fucking playing field.
God, I agree.
I hate this idea of like, oh, because I missed out. Like, what if you had something going on in that previously? I don't know.
My fucking dog died or something. I just couldn't play because I was just too emotionally fucking distraught.
Yeah, what if I just started playing the fucking game a few months ago and I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to do leagues. Oh, I'm severely disadvantaged if I didn't do the one a year ago.
They should change it around. If you sucked last league, you should get all the advantages.
Oh, my
God. That's what they should
do. Yeah, I bet you guys would vote yes to
you
that.
Know,
huh?
Yeah. If you're bronze, iron, and steel last league, you get your own world.
Oh, my God.
No sweats in my world. Thank you.
Yeah, instead of like 2K total worlds, they should have 100 total level worlds.
100 total worlds.
But like, if you're above that, you can't get in. Like,
yeah, no, you can't.
It's maximum of 100.
Yeah, it's a max
instead of
100.
A minimum.
That's actually like kind of a unique idea. Like, legitimately.
It is a unique idea. I hope it never gets implemented.
Let me go tweet Jagex Ash real quick.
He'd probably just laugh at you, honestly.
One of two things would happen. He'd either like respond, like making fun of you, or he'd respond or not respond at all.
Yeah.
Ash always responds to me. Okay, me and him are like on a first name basis.
You guys are buds.
Wait, you guys are on a first name basis? Get him on the show next week.
Yeah. Well, see, he doesn't want to associate himself with
busy. He's
you
busy.
Guys. You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to associate myself with me either.
See, he's busy next week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Let's say that the next league, you unlock like an area, like a large area. What area do you actually want to unlock? Don't just say Ape Atoll.
Hold on, let me pull up the world map so I can give you an educated, you know, decision.
Obviously, we don't know how they're doing it, but let's assume that they're doing it that the place has to be connected to Mysthelania.
So what if you unlock the wilderness?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of unlocking the wilderness next.
No, because there's actually PvP is an option in the next
one. No. I know PvP is an option in the next one, but the wilderness is such a fucking good area.
Yeah.
And you're not a hardcore.
I'm not going there. I don't want to die.
Well, Edgeville is Missoulin, so it's like connected to that.
All right, I have my decision. Oh, it has to be connected, though, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Hold on.
I think I would pick that, or... I might be inclined to pick Mauritania.
I'm going to go with the Kingdom of Kandarin, because I want to go to the Tree Gnome Stronghold and play Gnome Ball.
So we can get our Zen.
And also the, you know, Barbarian Assault is up there, because I just love that mini game and I want to go do it all day.
You got the Irania Altar too.
Oh, in Kandarin? True.
Yeah.
True.
Do you think you'd unlock, Song of the Elves? Can you do the quest? I don't know.
No, because you'd have to go, you'd have to go to Tirin Wynn, which is over by Prif.
I would definitely, I'm probably going to try to unlock the wilderness next. There's so much good shit in the wilderness. The fucking store.
Yeah, but do you know how many people are going to be there?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything done.
Yeah, but you're assuming that, like, every other person, like, the second I cross the ditch is just going to want to fucking wreck
me. Dude, Nick, clan man mode.
Oh, that's true.
There should be a relic where you, like, can't be attacked by anyone in PvP.
I think it's way less likely that somebody attacks me. I think it's way less likely that somebody attacks me because
they can't even get your stuff.
Yeah, they can't even pick up my shit.
No, see, that's where you're misled.
Yeah, that's where I'm wrong. People don't care about picking up your stuff.
They just literally want to hinder your performance.
Yeah, there are Iron Man's at AFK.
That's all they care about.
Here's one. So you get attacked. Here's a relic. You get attacked in PvP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your hit points triple.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be ridiculous? So you turn into like the it's called Juggernaut, and you literally just
Here's an idea. You get attacked, and then you immediately unlock the prayers from RS3.
Oh
yeah, you get like
Skull Split. Yep, Skull Split.
I got an idea. You're in the wilderness, and you get attacked, and you're invincible, and you can teleport anywhere you want.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Boss have a 100%.
I guess I'm unlocking the wilderness first, after all, guys.
Right. Well, see, like, their idea of relics is they're supposed to be like overpowered. So just talking about like ridiculous ass shit isn't too far fetched. Like,
I think a real thing that they could do is,
yeah,
if you're in the wilderness and you get attacked, essentially giving you the stats of why can't I remember Din's Bulwark?
Oh, yeah, that could be good. I could see them adding a relic that allows you to teleport at any level in the wilderness.
That'd be lit.
So you're not restricted to level 20.
When I was listening to the JMods talk, they were talking about how for this leaks, they wanted each one to be specific. So obviously the first relic probably has to do with gathering. So like maybe the next one's PvP specific, the next one's PvM specific. Like, they want each, instead of, like, the relics just being kind of all over the place, each one is going to be in a specific category of, like, and they said PvP, PvM, and, like, gathering and skilling. So
that's probably a better way to do it.
So the only thing that upset me about that is, like, if they put up a PvP relic, like, unless the PvP relic is you take less damage. I'm going to, you know, cover my eyes and pick one of them at random. Yep. I'm never going to PvP somebody.
Dude, how do you know? You could be the best.
You could be like Oda Block 2.
Yeah. Dude, I'd so much rather die killing Benenatus than...
Oh, true.
Than
you don't
want to
be Oda Block 2?
I think we can... You guys... do you guys have any more leagues to do stuff before we move on?
Yeah, leagues.
Yeah, when does it come out?
What? they didn't say when it comes out.
I honestly have no idea what Joe said, but I'm putting a guess together as to what he said. He said
leagues is fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
So the next one is Avatar's intro. I'm not going to open it because if it opens, it's going to play, and then everybody's going to hear fire, earth. Or water, fire, earth, whatever
the
order is.
It plays as soon as you open the link, so don't do it.
But essentially, it's a pretty cool little animation. So Lil Smokey, I really like his animations. He did like the Swampletics Exposed video and a few other ones.
This is a good cinematic thing here.
Yeah, he did an animation basically taking the Avatar The Last Airbender intro and making it OSRS themed. So I'll have the link in the description. It's pretty interesting. And then we can move into the thing Joe sent me about resting at pubs, which I actually think is a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it's actually pretty lit. I'd like that.
So the problem that they're trying to solve is that players run out of energy very quickly in the early game, especially free-to-play players. What do they have to consider when solving it? Making sure that it thematically makes sense, game integrity, that it's intuitive for new players, and that they're able to actually grasp what they're doing. I like how this guy's doing it. Like, he's pitching it. Like, he's walking up to Jagex HQ, and he's dropping the picture, and he's like, look, this is what you got to do.
Jagex is like, well,
together pretty well, so...
What was that?
I said Jagex is like, well, what's in it for us?
where do I get the bond money out of this?
More beer. More beers.
Being How many consumed. Riot points do I need to get this?
So you buy this with the Jagex crystals.
So essentially what happens is you more rapidly gain your energy back when you're standing inside of a pub. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. I don't see why not to add it. Like, it's not like it's so overpowered. Like, it's just breaking the game.
No, it devalues my no recharge run account.
I think they were saying something where it would be cool to have, too, because it would kind of, like, make people gravitate towards the fucking, like, pubs to where they could, like, sit there and have conversations.
I definitely agree with that. I think that I think the pubs are like super underused in RuneScape. I wish there were more ways to get more players there. I thought it would be cool if there. I know there's the Trouble Brewing minigame, but I've always thought that it would be cool if there was like a brewing skill. I know Herblore's there. I know there's Trouble Brewing, but I think like.
Yeah, I think making your own beer would be sick as fuck.
Yeah, if they made a slower AFK, if they made, I thought of it this way. Essentially, if they made, in addition to Herblore brewing, like brewing beer, and they made it sort of like farming, where like you get the XP slowly, because obviously you know you got to let it ferment. I always thought that would be really cool. That would be like a really interesting like. A better way to train Herblore that's cheaper.
But they could also be part of cooking.
Yeah, it could be part of cooking. Like either way, I thought that it would be it would be an interesting way to train a skill differently.
No, I still want sailing.
There should be a running skill.
A running skill.
Yeah.
If only they had a skill like based around physical exercise and running.
Yeah, dude. Like, there should be like a running skill where like it takes longer for you to like run out of energy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Yeah. So like agility. I like where this is going. Yeah, agility too. Yeah. That's what everybody actually wants.
Yeah, I liked agility so much. I want another skill for it.
But I think this is cool. I want anything that gets more people into weird areas of the game.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
That's why I actually really enjoy watching like landlocked Iron Man accounts, just because like you get to see parts of the game that you're like, wait, this fucking exists? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Swampletics and
Swamp Man Good.
Karamja, dude. Good.
Yeah, the
Karamja, dude. Verf.
And Wildernaut, the wilderness-only Iron Man. He hasn't made an episode in like a year. But
there's a caveman-only Iron Man as well.
Wait, really? I haven't seen that one. That's, I think that
He streams on Twitch, I think.
I will.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'll have to check that one out. I didn't change the title of that one. Or the thing that's in it. So let's just go under it.
Yeah, skip that one.
Sick fuck.
With his what bed that's backwards.
Talk about it again.
Yeah.
Grand Exchange Guards. This one was funny. So a guard will spawn whenever a player says, doubling money, quitting, staking my bank, search X on YouTube, and trade me. The guard will be aggressive like the evil chicken ran event and will attack the player until they leave the Grand Exchange.
This is good.
Yeah, when the guard attacks a player, it will also say, beware citizens, whatever, is a scammer, to warn players about scamming. So, I think this is, like, a good, funny idea, but also at the same time, I'm like, if I ever at one point say, like, doubling money is stupid, and then a guard spawns and then starts attacking me, I'm going to be furious.
Well, it could be, like, a scam where you're like, oh, what was that one thing people used to do where, like, they would take, like, your gold and make it twice the amount, and then you would say like doubling money, and then the guard would come and attack and kill you.
They would just use that to bait people.
Yeah. Nice scam there.
That'd be good.
It's a funny idea. Yeah. But so you know, since I unlocked a 2K total worlds, I haven't had the issue of
you don't see scammers on
those. I don't see scammers on the game anymore.
Not to jerk myself off.
Not to flex
or anything, but I'm basically not being
I'm basically hot shit here, all right?
Yeah.
And then the next one was rebalancing old equipment. I'm super in favor for this because I don't know if you guys know, but I want to say like the bronze spear, I think it's the bronze spear, is actually worse than just having no weapon.
Yeah.
Because of the damage that your DPS is lower than if you just had no weapon. So obviously at some point we need to like go and update all of these shit weapons and just make them slightly better. They don't even have to become the best in their class, but just like make them so that they're not just so absurdly bad you would never use it.
Well, I didn't even know that. I remember when I started my Iron Man, I would run around with like a fucking bronze spear. Little did I know, I was actually giving myself a handicap.
You're making the game hardcore.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
So this is honestly, this doesn't affect actual players at all. This more so affects like Iron Man.
Yeah, this only affects bots.
Yeah, or bots.
And not actual players, just
Iron Men and bots is who this affects.
Wait, you're saying Iron Men aren't actual players?
No, no, they're not actual. Iron Men aren't actual people.
Okay. You hear that, Joe? What do you have to say about that?
You know what? You're right.
But essentially, this is just like giving a very slight buff to all of the weapons so that it's not so absurdly bad you would never pick it, smith it, or whatever else. True. Nah. I think we can all get on board with this. Oh, Carlos, yeah, no? Like you're this. A big no? No?
I was kidding.
Yeah. I'm kidding, Nick.
I'm kidding.
I don't understand the Mystic Stab buff. I think most of them are pretty good already, but I guess I could be wrong.
I mean, I never use those.
Mystic Stabs have the exact same stats as regular stabs, which is kind of the issue.
Okay. Well, if that's the issue, then yeah, I'm in favor.
For some reason, they are worth more, like quite a bit more than a regular staff.
It's because of Alk. It's because their Alk price is higher.
Yeah, but why? Okay. If they're exactly the same, why?
Well, Jagex sets the Alk prices for things, and they generally do it based off of like removing items out of the game.
Yeah, okay. I see.
P. And then the next one is a new free-to-play quest suggestion. I didn't look over this one at all. I was just like, this looks interesting. All right.
Gulliver's Grand Investigation.
The Grand Exchange is a great place to make money. Or loose is all.
You're not losing it all, you're loosing it all.
Yeah, or loose it all. Gulliver, guard, has been assigned to investigate a string of scammers that have invested the GE and banks around Varrock. He's a little low on cash. Can you help him evade temptation and expose the con art? So, all right, so I think I get this. All right, so basically, you're trying to help out Gulliver. And they put a scammer NPC in the Grand Exchange, and you have to convince Gulliver not to be scammed by the NPC.
Oh my god!
Nah, reward, see that
reward that, a cool hat or access to the GE question mark. So only after doing this dumb quest do you get access to the GE.
Stupid. It kind of just like, where does that fit in lore wise?
I mean,
wait, this is the best part. Look at the pros. Yellow text, black background.
And it says Little Timmy won't get scammed so much. Who cares?
Who's
about
Little
Timmy?
Like from South Park?
Hey, look, I had to learn the fucking hard way. So do you, all right?
True.
No
I've
water.
Never...
Down.
I don't think I've ever lost scam. I used to, when doubling money was really big, I used to go up and give 10K to the person doubling money, and they'd always give it back because the idea, right, is that like okay, if this guy gives me 10K, his next trade might be 100K if I give him 10K back. So it was always like a really easy 10K.
Easy, dude.
So wait, you're scamming the scammers?
Yeah, scamming. I'm anti-scamming.
You're an anti-scammer.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Doesn't that fucking make you a scammer?
That makes me a super scammer.
I'm reporting. you see the report button at the bottom of your client? I'm using that right now.
No!
Bam.
Yep.
No!
Yep.
yep. Then the next one is it only me? Me, OSRS music is so nostalgic. Also me, muting the music in OSRS.
Actually true.
Yeah, actually true. I love listening to the... Do you know what's funny? Sometimes I'll mute the music and then I'll pull up a YouTube playlist of RuneScape music while I'm playing.
Of like the trap version of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually never play with area sounds. I only use sound effects.
Yeah, this guy's right. I love the entire RS soundtrack. The only problem I have is that they don't have a shuffle button, and I hate having to click on a random song every time it restarts and loops, so I keep music off. If they actually, if they added like where I could pick a playlist of songs, because I think there's some songs that are dog shit, or even random, and I'm fine with like skipping every now and then that I get to a song I don't like. But yeah.
True.
OSRS players be like, oh sweet, we get to get into the Discord questions. Actually, I'm a little excited for this. I like being asked questions.
Yeah, I like being asked questions.
What is your favorite quest? I feel like I've answered this like five times. But what is your favorite quest based on either storyline, reward, length, etc.?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I like the lunar diplomacy quest.
Same. I think it introduces the
lunar spellbook, and it's cool.
I like lunar diplomacy, and I also like Dragon Slayer 2. I mean, that was also the very first Grandmaster quest that I ever did, but I think Dragon Slayer 2 was like a really well-made quest.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Introduced two pretty cool bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I like a hand in the sand.
What do you do in that one? I don't know.
So it's like, that's where you get Bert and you like find the hand in the sand and you try to figure out where the hand came from. And then you find like a murdered wizard in like one of the sand places over in, that one place you can't bring weapons. What's that place called?
Oh, fuck. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Trana.
Yeah, so basically you're just like trying to figure out where the fuck this hand came from.
It's called the hand in the sand.
I guess I would
literally
know that.
About a hand that you find in
I
the
guess
sand.
I would know that if I wasn't like, I don't know if quests are the same for you guys, but this is me when I have a quest. Play the Slayer music video. He's basically at the controls and I'm just there doing what he says.
Yep. That's me too.
For a while there, I did a lot of my quests on the hardcore actually with a quest guide, so I kind of know what some of the quests are.
That's probably the better way to do it because only... you're not like me and Nick, and we have no idea about these quests.
Since doing the quests or getting my quest cape, I actually do read the quests now because you know he takes like a week to put up a quest guide, and I want to get the quest done sooner than that, so.
Actually, all right, I'm going to kind of change my answer a little bit, but not really. I'm just going to add in an extra little tidbit. My like favorite quest from like my childhood would probably be Creature of Frankenstein. Because I don't know if you guys did this, but I did like half of the quest and then stopped doing it just so I could camp the experiments.
No, I in RS3, I still have Creature of Frankenstein unfinished. I know that for a fact.
Classic.
And for the longest time, there's no point in doing it on my actual account. Yeah, there's no point in really doing it unless you want to. I don't know if there's any follow-on quests.
There might be, but yeah, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
I think there might be like one or two follow-on quests, but there's no reason to do it because that's where I would stay there till I got 70 in my combat stats.
Yep.
And then after that, I just moved on to Nightmare Zone.
But you don't need to do that now because you got Nightmare Zone. Exactly.
Yep. Let's see. What's the next question? Do you think dungeoneering should be put into OSRS? It's one of the only skills that can be trained with other players' friends, and it provides good co-op content for low levels, so it would make the game feel more like an MMO again. I really like dungeoneering. I don't think it should be added in as a skill. I think it should be added in as a minigame, but I do really like dungeoneering, and I think it should be added in with no chaotix.
So here's my two cents on this. I know this guy's talking about it's a good thing to do with other players or friends. But from my experience in RS3, I was always leveling that skill by myself.
True.
So I feel like if they added it to old school, I would once again be training it by myself.
On top of that, they didn't do a really good job of explaining how the fuck you actually did it.
Yep.
And so I had to watch like 4 or 5 different YouTube videos until I figured out actually how to do dungeoneering and like how it worked.
Oh, exactly.
So when I say I want it added, I don't want it like literally carbon copied put into OSRS. Mm-hmm. Like I want them to clean it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I do think something like dungeoneering, I think Gauntlet is already kind of in that direction.
Gauntlet is so good, dude.
If that's what I'm saying. So I basically want more Gauntlet, but you know, more going on, more randomized. I just want Gauntlet, but more of it.
It's more of like randomized dungeons would be
exactly.
Kind of like.
Yeah, and that's what Gauntlet is, but Gauntlet's it's not the same thing every time, but it's pretty much the same thing every time. I want Gauntlet, but a little bit different each time.
I want the Gauntlet, but not the Gauntlet.
Yeah, exactly. See, Carl gets what I'm putting out here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
but no, I for the most part agree with him. Gauntlet and having it be multiplayer, I think would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so then the next guy was Shadalay. Asked, dungeoneering is a great skill, and I'm surprised they haven't put it in yet or pulled it. If my memory is correct, when it was released originally, it was one of the more popular updates from that time period that most people would agree was a good addition to the game. I think it was a good addition to RS3. Like I said, I don't think it should be a carbon copy into OSRS. I think the team should do their own spin on it, but I think something like dungeoneering could be added, and I think it would be pretty fun.
Yeah, they should just add summoning.
Oh no. Oh no.
I think that's the skill. That is the skill I really don't want added.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I think of all the skills added into RS3, I think I'd be okay with divination. I'd be okay with invention. I could settle with dungeoneering being added, but I would fucking hate it.
What about archaeology?
I don't know archaeology at all, honestly.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it, but divination was a pretty chill skill. I would be fine if they added it in.
Yeah, divination was fun. That was Joe's favorite skill.
Yeah, it was cool. I think I'm like level 93 or something on RS3.
Dang.
Nice. I remember you guys did an episode where you talked about... this is funny. I haven't prepared for this at all, even though I said that I would. I remember you guys did an episode where you talked about funny stories growing up from school and stuff like that. Can you tell more funny behind the scenes or other cool things like that in the next episode? Big Mook loves everybody. So I'm going around and I'm trying to collect everybody's tuxes, which it's a godsend that all the tuxes are covered in vomit. And they did not like give me some massive fee or anything. I remember Sarah and I were dropping them off and they smelt fucking horrendous. They're just like covered in vomit. And so everybody, Joe didn't have to be, but Carl and Joey basically had to be undressed.
Yep.
And had to have their clothes taken off by somebody else and like put into a bag.
So, I think I went and I undressed Carl, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, oh, okay. And you had half undressed Joey because he started fighting you.
Yep.
And so I went over there and I went over to Joey and I was like, I'm gonna put you into a fucking arm bar if you don't get the fucking tux off. And so then he started like listening to me because he was like, okay, Nick's like, I don't think I've ever been that mad in my entire life, but I was furious in that moment. Like, you're taking the fucking tux off. And so I start taking the tux off of him, and as I'm taking the jacket off of him, like five little bottles of vodka pour out of his tux top. And so, like, I'm like, because I remember the whole night, I'm like taking these little bottles of vodka away from him, and I'm like, he has like five more in his tux. Why does he just have like five little bottles of vodka?
It's funny, I actually remember that, and it cracks me up every time I hear it. Oh man.
Yeah, but I just remember because Joe like gave me the brief of like, all right, Joey's not taking any shit. I almost fought
him. Combative.
He's in full combative mode right now. And so I just walk up to him. And I'm like, I'm going to put you to a fucking arm bar if you don't, take the trucks off.
Yeah, dude, he was wilding out. It was so weird, like, getting into a tussle with him. He was literally didn't have pants on. He was like sitting on the toilet, and I had to like grab him by the collar and put him down on the toilet. It was good times, man. Good friends.
Yeah, good stuff. We should do that again sometime.
Oh man. Oh sweet. There's
just I'm the only one that has to get married still, so.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, have a big wedding again. I am going to get plastered at your wedding. I'm going to be the drunkest motherfucker.
I need you to experience all the things that I did. including falling on a cactus.
All right, well, yeah. I'll bring the cactus.
All right, Nick, here's where you fall on the cactus.
All right, Nick, I need you to, you know, reenact this exactly how it went down. Yeah, for sure. There was something like that.
There was one actual question that somebody had. Hamavet asked, if you play Leagues 2, I guess we kind of already answered this, what areas are going to try to unlock ASAP? As soon as possible, Wilderness. Easy answer from me, Wilderness.
The Tree Gnome Stronghold.
So that you can do the...
The Gnome Ball.
Do you want to be honest with me? You're just like,
I want to go see Neve.
Why do you want to see Neve specifically?
No reason.
You and Neve got a special thing? Don't worry about it.
Yep. Me and Neve go way back.
Don't you have Steve?
Well, I won't in the
league. But I won't in the leagues. I won't have stupid I need Steve to see anymore. Neve.
I don't have Neve anymore right now.
Alright, so we're gonna close out the show now because somebody really badly wants it closed out. Alright. I'm 100% betting the person with the question marks is Joe.
So, I'm just trying to keep us on track, all right?
All right. Hey, guys. So, we got two emails that I never read that we got during the whole break.
Okay.
One was, hey, guys, my name is Matt, a.k.a. Zephyrus. 15-year RuneScape vet, and would like a shout out on the show. Love it, by the way. My question is, would you rather play the game stoned, drunk, or sober?
Drunk.
Honestly, drunk. So RuneScape, I never like really willingly wanted to play it not sober. There are other games that I would like. I would prefer to play drunk.
League drunk
is so good.
Yeah, the game's so fun because you just man, I wish they had League drunk, but you couldn't be banned for what you said in the game.
Oh yeah, 100%.
If there was like a monthly event where there was one day that like, look guys, this is the day that you guys can just flame everybody. No repercussions for whatever you say.
Have y'all ever played RuneScape stoned?
No.
No, I'm a good kid.
Yeah, I'm a good boy.
So, maybe about 3 weeks ago, because I recently started smoking pot.
That's illegal.
Not in Virginia. It's decriminalized.
Oh, wait, and it's actually not illegal in Virginia anymore? I didn't know that.
Decriminalized, so it's just a $25 fine.
Oh, sweet.
Huh. Okay.
So, but anyway, so I literally couldn't play. I would in my head, oh, I would be thinking about like going and mining, and then I would zone out on like a pixel on my screen, and then literally just be like, oh shit. I can't even say it was fun because I barely remember it. It wasn't.
I don't know if it was fun or not.
Yeah, it's like I don't know if I was having fun or if I was just like completely relaxed beyond belief.
Jesus Christ.
So
next one was, hi, came across your channel by chance on Spotify. Took like an 8-year gap from playing OSRS, jumped back on during COVID-19 times. Why have you not released anything since your last year? Your views are slowly growing, yeah, but you should diversify. Get people involved from other countries, chat more about the weekly polls. What would you like to see being done differently? Have fan mail involved, even team up with other YouTubers, which we've actually done.
Yeah, I like teaming up with other content creators. It's a lot of fun.
Next week, somebody, I can't remember who it was, and I don't want to misquote because
I think I know who you're talking about.
Next week we have Vanilla OSRS coming on.
Yep.
She does quest guides like Slayer Music does. She's like female Slayer Music.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, anyway, I, like most people, am working from home listening to the same shit auto-tune rapper whilst AFKing Nightmare Zone. I thought, fuck it, typed in RuneScape on Spotify to see if there was anything about upcoming news, found you guys. Pick it back up, get thriving on all the new returning users of the game. If I hear another, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? My name's Theoatrix.
Blah, 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 because I want to see how to make money. I will legit chuck my computer out the window. Kind regards, Rice. Reese?
Briss.
Nice. Very nice message. Thank you.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. I want to say that message was like in March.
Is this like the third or fourth episode we've done since we
third?
Came back?
So, third. Yeah, we're going ham. You know, we're actually weekly right now.
We're actually weekly.
Yeah, I can't wait to fucking burn out again, and I didn't know about 6 months.
That's what's gonna happen. Is we're gonna do 10 episodes and then get burnt out and then take a year break. The dopest, wokest folks. This is from the nickname is hard. LOL. I just got back into the nostalgic game we all know and love, RuneScape, and was looking for something to listen to while I did, and I happened to find these guys. I was worried when I started episode 1 because I saw the big break in podcast, but as I listened to the last podcast they had out from 2019, I fell asleep with tears in my eyes, knowing I would have 4 long years before the boys were back. And yet I woke up to a miracle. They're back. I love listening to you guys. Hope you keep it up. Love how you play League and hate it just as much as I do and still can't stop. Seriously, though, guys, I love you all. Special thanks to Nick for putting in so much work editing, getting the pods out. Keep it up, you fucks. Also, funny thing, I just watched my first Hannah video yesterday, and now you got him on the show. Hell yes, Big Dig Jim.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And then this is actually the guy's entire review. Best OSRS podcast out there. It slaps.
By
Bubbo Godubbo. Well said.
Bubbo Godubbo.
Well said.
Oh shit! I got a genie.
You know what's funny? I still get genies and I still put the lamps in like random skills. Like I don't ignore the genie. I actually take the lamps.
Well, I would hope so. It's free XP, the fuck.
Yeah, but what am I going to use XP for?
Yeah, what is Carl going to use XP for?
Yeah, Joe, what am I going to use XP for?
Yeah, Joe, come on.
Yep. Can you guys quit bullying me? Thanks.
You should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out, chat with people about the show, raid with others, and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. Please join our CC. It is OSRS Space Weekly. That's actually my account. So if you want to right click, look up, you know, see the fucking gains I'm making.
See how good his account is? Yeah. I mean, come on now.
It's been fairly popular lately. You can join and ask questions or learn to raid that.
Yeah, there's 30 people in the CC right now. So yeah, you could be a part of that.
Wait, is there actually 30 people in the CC?
Hey, right now?
Divided by five, baby.
I mean, there could have been at one point.
I think the most I've seen is like 15.
Yeah.
Anyway, could, yeah, you can join. I respond. If you ask me a question in the CC, I am there. I will answer you.
That's one thing I will say about us is we're not like, what do you call it? Arrogant. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can come in, chat it up with us. You know, we'll hang out. We'll talk. We'll do things with you. We'll give you small kisses. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and come on in and, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
I was runecrafting and I saw this guy with Skulled and I've had like, I think at this point, like 7 beers. I thought this guy was like about to fucking kill me. I was like, wait, did I log into a PvP world?
You gotta lose all your blood runes, Nick.
Yeah. I was scared for a second. I wasn't graceful. All right. Anyway, so final words.
I got chicken.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Carl, fun fact. Come on.
Oh, fun fact? You guys want a fun fact? All right. Actually, I'm putting a list together of fun facts, so I'm actually prepared.
Oh, nice.
But I only have one fun fact for this week, which is good, because I only do one anyway.
Okay.
But the fun fact is, because I was trying to get mimics, right? So I wanted to know a little bit more about mimics, you know, the why they're in the game, you know, where they came from. Apparently, mimics were first introduced in the 1977 Monster Manual for the game D&D.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so 1977 is when mimics were first created.
Carl coming in with them straight facts.
Did you know the mimic was in is in RS3 as well?
Really?
Yeah, the mimic's in RS3.
Do you have to go through?
Look at
the
me overtaking your fun fact with another fun fact.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize this was Nick's follow-up fun fact show. Okay.
Yeah, except RS3 isn't fun, so
it wasn't that fun.
Nick's boring fact.
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah. See you guys. Average.